Elk of abysmal dark, her spirit woke, laid on the earth mother's calm inconscient breast. She saw the green-clad branches lean above, guarding her sleep with their enchanted light. And overhead, a blue-winged ecstasy fluttered from bough to bough with high-pitched call. The immense remoteness of her trance had passed. Human she was once more, Earth's savagery, yet felt in her illimitable change. But soon she leaned down over her loved to call. His mind back to her with her traveling touch. On his closed eyelids settled was her still look. A strong delight, not yearning now, but large, with limitless joy, or sovereign last content. Pure passionate with the passion of the gods. Then, sighing to her touch, the soft winged sleep rose, hovering from his flower-like lids, and flew murmurous away. Awake, he found her eyes. He murmured with hesitating lips her name, and vaguely recollecting, Wonderheim. Whence hast thou brought me captive back, love changed? Where now has passed that formidable shape which rose against us, the spirit of the void, claiming the world for death and nothingness, denying God and soul? Or was all a dream? Or a vision seen in a spiritual sleep? But she replied, our parting was a dream. We are together. We live. Oh, Satyava, look around thee and behold, glad and unchanged, our home, this forest, with its thousand kinds, and the whisper of the wind among the leaves, and through rifts in emerald sea, the evening sky. But he, with a new wonder in his heart, and a new flame of worship in his eyes. What high change is in thee, بيتهم بغيت المزوق الغدس سكيل أنفير يت ديرتني by thy sweet human birth. Earth gave thee, making thee yet more divine. But now thou seemst almost too high and great for mortal worship. Time lies below thy feet, and the whole world seems only a part of thee. My human earth will still demand thy bliss, make still my life through thee a song of joy, and all my silence wide and deep with thee. All now is changed, yet all is still the same. Still am I she who came to thee mid the murmur of sunlit leaves upon this forest bird? I am the madam, I am Savitri. Let us give joy to all, for joy is ours. For not for ourselves alone our spirits came. Out of the veil of the unmanifest, to fires that burn towards the parent sun, to rays that travel to the original light, to lead man's soul towards truth and God, we are born. To draw the checkered stream of mortal life into some semblance of the immortal's plan. Then, hand in hand, they left that solemn pledge, full now of mute, unusual memories. To the green distance of their sylvan home, returning slowly through the forest's heart. Topped by a flaring multitude of lights, a great resplendent company arrived. In front, King Dhyanatsingha walked, no more blind faltering limbed, but his far questing eyes restored to all their confidence in life, took seeingly this image outer world by him that queen and mother's anxious face came changed from its habitual verdant look. entspricht Bären, verriente sehr schön, sehr arm zugleich nach, wo ein Jüngchen bricht, besitzt Himmel sehr arm sendende, kein Jumatsina, Chinese the fortunate gods have looked on me today, a kingdom-seeking king and heaven's grace. But where wast thou? Thou hast tormented gladness with fear's dull shadow, O my child, my life. Not like thyself was thus done, Sovitris, who lets not back thy husband to our arms. But Satyavan replied with smiling lips, lay all on her, she is the cause of all. With her enchantments, she has twinned me round. Behold, at noon, leaving this house of clay, I wandered in far-off eternity. Yet still, a captive in her golden hands, I tread your little hillock called Green Earth. Then one spoke there, who seemed a priest, and said, O woman's soul, what light, what power revealed, working the rapid marvels of this day, opens for us by thee a happier age. Her lashes fluttering upward, gathered into a vision which had scanned immortal scenes. Then, falling veiled the light, how she replied, awakened to the meaning of my heart, that to feel love and oneness is to live, and this the magic of our golden chain is all the truth I know or see, O sage. Wondering at her and her two luminous words, westward they turned in the fast gathering night. Drawn by white manes upon a high old car, in flare of the unsteady torches went, with linked hands Satyavan and Savitri, hearing a marriage march and nuptial hymns, where waited then the many-voiced human world. numberless, the stars swarm on their shadowy feet, describing in the gloom the ways of life. Then, while they skirted yet the southward world, lost in the halo of her musing brow, night blended with the moon dreaming in heaven in silver peace, possessed her luminous reign. She brooded through her stillness on a thought, deep guarded by her mystic folds of light, and in her bosom nursed a great dawn.